This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
3:01 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. We got a Daily Gambit to get to, but we've got a question 2-1 from our Big Five to get through first, and then we also got to be off the air by like 4:25. So
yes,
we got to squeeze in a little bit here. So let's
We also have Jason Kelce to get into. We got so much to get into.
Jason Kelce, Joel Embiid's beefing with reporters.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Durant and Stephen A. Smith having verbal words for one another.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, no, it's getting thick here and there.
Man, people are losing their minds. Let's just get to the end of the year, people. Come on.
Please. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
All right, number two is about Packers quarterback. We already talked about that. Jordan Love has thrown at least one interception in all seven games that he has played this season. Matt LaFleur was asked about it yesterday after the game, and Matt LaFleur was not happy about it being asked about it. Here is that situation.
Is it a delicate balance for the young quarterback to keep making all the plays that you're against to coach and stuff?
You guys are going to make, I know, I understand, like, it's really annoying up here, though, like, you know, we're obviously, he's fighting, he's competing, and we know that we've got to take care of the football, but I don't question anything about what he's trying to do. We just got to do it better.
There you go. That's what he said. And so I am going to ask you something like this, Tony. Do you think it's fair to ask about turnovers after they happen?
Yes.
Thank you.
Of course
I rest my case.
No, hold up. Time out. Yes, it is. It
fair.
Is appropriate.
Yes.
But it's also appropriate for the head coach or whoever to be annoyed with the question when the question wasn't just about him turning it over. It was about his decision-making in turning it over. And it sounded like he had been asked that question quite a few times based off of his kind of
interruption. It has been a thing.
So, yeah, I think to answer your original question, yes, it is okay.
Fair. Thank you. I rest my case. Chris, do you think it's fair to ask about turnovers after they happen?
Not if they've been asked like six times already in the same news conference. And
since
we only hear this in a vacuum, we don't really know the full story.
Fair point.
Right? So maybe Matt LaFleur is already a little irked at the previous couple of questions, referring to the fact that Jordan Love is not playing well. And then another one comes in, and he finally says, I'm about to snap. George is getting angry. But, he didn't. He held it together. I mean, he said, I'm a little tired of these questions, but he's competing, and he's got to do better. A lot of this comes from the social media stuff that these guys read.
1,000%.
And a lot of it comes from reporters that are trying to take these guys on and get a soundbite. And as we're going to hear in number one, sometimes, even though the athlete or coach acts the fool, I'm with them to a certain extent. I mean, some of these reporters, What does they say? You don't need a license to be a parent. I don't know if you need a license to be a reporter either.
Not anymore.
Right? You just walk in. You have a podcast. Somebody gives you a credential. And you want to get your name out there. So you ask a stupid question.
It's so funny because in all sports now, there's such a willingness and a need to touch a new audience that they're more willing to give credentials to maybe outlets that they weren't willing to risk it before. I think it's a two-pronged thing, right? I think you got players who are more sensitive now, athletes that are more sensitive because they're exposed to so many more opinions. They're looking at it. They're doing all these different things. And as Chris said, media, folks in the media are incentivized to get that sound bite or that clip. Because
that's how they make a name for themselves.
That's how they get their foot in the door. Now, they don't all continue down that path after they get their foot in the door, but this is kind of the new way we're dealing with things.
Number one.
It's very confusing these
I think
days.
It's also important to remind folks that Mr. Love had a terrific first run of it. He's coming back. He's still a relatively young quarterback in this league. You know what
the
I'm
play
saying?
He made yesterday was a typical panic play by a young quarterback.
Exactly.
There were five people in his face. He thought he'd throw it away. The
As
ball got
falling.
Deflected.
He couldn't get it there.
Right to the guy's hand, and they look like an idiot.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, maybe Mahomes has never done it. I know Marino did it a few times.
He might be the only one that hasn't.
Yeah, Marino did it. They all have done it.
Yeah.
You know, these guys get on you. They're big, and they're angry.
A spokesman for the NBA confirmed the league is investigating a reported confrontation between 76ers star Joel Embiid and a local columnist. According to the ESPN report I read, Embiid approached the Philadelphia Inquirer's Marcus Hayes about something he wrote. Now, the offending passage from his column came from something that was put out on October 23rd, and here is what the passage said that was the basis for this confrontation. Quote, Joel Embiid consistently points to the birth of his son Arthur as the major inflection point in his basketball career. He often says that he wants to be great, to leave a legacy for the boy named after his little brother, who tragically died in an automobile accident when Embiid was in his first year as a 76er. Well, in order to be great at your job, you first have to show up for work. Embiid has been great at just the opposite. End quote.
Who wrote this? Matt Scraby? Philadelphia Inquirer writer?
Marcus Hayes. Oh. Don't put me in this. So apparently in the locker room following a 76er loss on Saturday night, he told the columnist, quote, you are going to see what I'm going to do to you. End quote. If Hayes referenced his brother or son again, the argument continued. Embiid reportedly, quote, pushed Hayes on the shoulder while the team's public relations chief got between them. And then the reporter finally added, there was no punch made or attempted by Embiid at all. So all of that is to say this, Chris. Should Joel Embiid be in trouble by the NBA?
I'll get to that in a second. But my answer in general is the same one I just gave for the last question. As far as whether he should get I think maybe they ought to slap him on the wrist a little bit just so the guys think twice about pushing people.
Yeah.
The only reason I say that, because the guy deserves to be pushed. He's bringing up his dead younger brother, even in the way he brought it up, is off limits.
Absolutely. He brings it up and then he slams it back in Embiid's face.
Off limits, my man. Oh, totally off limits. Totally. I understand the guy being completely fried about this. But at the same time, I think you gotta put something in there so that because nothing good happens when you push somebody. And in this case, but this is one of those writers, man. He's just looking for reaction. I hate it, hate it.
Tony, what do you think?
Absolutely. Joel hung on that. We said it was written October
23rd.
October 23rd.
So hung on to it for 2 weeks.
He hung out for about 2 weeks before he ran
spotted
into
the
him
guy, right,
and said anything. And quite frankly, my man is lucky it was just a push to the shoulder.
I agree.
Because at 7'3", however many,
human being.
I imagine that Marcus is not on that same type size level.
Let me get a picture of Marcus.
I'm just going on there. I haven't seen him.
I'm assuming he's 7'3", 240.
Right.
Yeah.
But to Chris's point, this is those last two questions really bleed into the same thing. Although Marcus may not have a podcast that he's trying to get clips for, he certainly has a column that he writes that he knows people view. And what better way to get your name? Here we are talking about him. I hadn't talked about Marcus ever.
Never heard of him before now.
But because he decided to write the article in the way that he wrote it, we get to talk about him a little bit. And I think that's part of what has people not trusting the media at all.
I would like to see,
in all walks of life.
I would like to see the Philadelphia. Is it the Inquirer? Did it say what paper?
Inquirer.
I'd like to say, you know what? We're putting this guy in probation.
Oh, I should add. Sorry.
We're suspending this guy for a month because he wrote a crappy article. But they almost can't do that because somebody edited it somewhere and let it through in the first place. Yeah.
They have gone back and removed that passage from the online offering.
It should have. Just think if whoever was editing that done their job in the beginning.
Yeah.
Nobody gets pushed. We're not having the same conversation.
Somebody let this through in the first place. That's why it's hard for the paper to suspend this guy. But that might also be something that starts getting these writers to think twice to be accountable.
This is also why you can't have fanboys doing this. Because I assume there's some type of connection with Philly here.
I wonder who has Joel Embiid on their fantasy basketball team,
all of this
Marcus.
Stuff, like, is called into question now when you start going that low.
I think he's been reporting. He's a longtime reporter.
I'm sure he is. This is a cheap shot, he's lucky he didn't get cheap shotted. Push to the shoulder, he got off pretty easy. Got to consider himself fortunate.
I'm looking at an update article. Apparently, Marcus Hayes apologized.
What are you apologizing for, Marcus?
So
you stood behind what you wrote.
He knew he was out of pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go.
If you write something you need to apologize for, you got a problem. And so does the person on that desk who read that story and let it sail through. But we won't hear anything from that side.
Marcus Hayes.
Got a height and weight on him, Tony?
I was looking for a picture to see how big he was, but he seems like an older gentleman, so he wouldn't have it. He probably wouldn't have much of a chance to be.
He's actually, that's the irony.
Is he huge?
No. If this Marcus Hayes is the same color as I'm looking at, looks like he is. He's 41.
Oh, that's not older.
No, not that old.
Went to Kansas State.
Yeah.
1983. I'm actually older than this
Kansas
gentleman.
State versus Kansas. There you go.
Wow.
There's the
is that
beginning
the
of it.
Point?
Yes. Oh,
Joel Embiid went to Kansas.
It just hit me.
Yeah, Joel Embiid went to
Kansas. It's a K-State Kansas thing.
Yes, there you go.
We figured it out. We need to send that to the NBA. They need to stop investigating.
That's the thing, is if he just took that part out, that little part about
this never happens,
brother. The same article could have been written, and it would have been a fair article.
Could have made the same point.
Yeah,
you want to be a great player, you got to show up. That's it.
Didn't need to include any family to make that point.
No, he did not.
Well, do we want to talk about the Kelseys here or?
Yeah,
later?
Let's do that, and we'll get to the Gambit in the next segment. Do your Kelsey thing. What happened there?
Okay, so the Kelseys, Jason Kelce, you know, he's a huge, obviously, celebrity now. So everywhere he goes, he gets recognized. And he was at College Game Day.
By the way, this also bleeds into the last two questions.
It sure does. I need to get everything ready because I thought we were going to do it on the other side. But
you did ask if you wanted to talk about Kelce.
Absolutely.
I figured if you asked that you
this
probably
is
had
on
it
me.
Ready.
Nope, you are absolutely right. There's no blame on me. But he's walking through
There's
the crowd.
There's no
and
blame on you.
Huh? Or there is all the blame on me is what I meant to say. They were walking through the crowd. Oh, my gosh, guys, I cannot find it. This
okay,
is
I can tell you what happened because I saw it.
Oh, we have to get the video, though, so we have to do it when we get back. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we'll do it when we get back.
This is my fault.
Morgan and Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Hi, we're efforting to get to our Daily Gambit. Tony would rather we just avoid it. You'll understand why when we get to his record over
totally
the weekend.
I totally forgot until you just said that.
Yeah. It was a tough weekend in that regard for Mr. Gwynn.
Tough does not explain that.
But first,
it's really remarkable,
wants to, yeah, it's hard to do.
It's really,
really
hard,
hard to do what you did. Jason Kelce, though, another athlete getting into it.
Now, he didn't start this one.
Okay.
It seems like none of the athletes have started these
right.
that you've brought it up.
I guess you're right. Well, he was at College Game Day, and he was walking around the campus, I guess, and people were screaming at him. I'll tell you at the end, because everybody already knows this by now, but this kid is screaming homophobic slurs.
Why don't you just play it and let everybody kind of...
Thank you. Thank you, Tony. Thank you.
Kelce, Kelce, Kelce.
Hey, Kelce.
Kelce.
I feel your brother's a
Kelce, can I get a fist bump?
And he turns around.
Kelce, can I get a fist bump?
And that was the phone on the ground. Did you hear that, Chris?
Wait. It wasn't the fist bump guy, right?
No, it wasn't.
It was the guy who was behind him yelling.
Yes.
He snatched a guy who was behind him yelling's phone?
He turned around, found it, and then threw it on the ground, and then picked it up and walked away with it. And the guy went after him to try to get his phone back, and Jason Kelce was having none of it. So the big question is...
What's the big question, Scrappy?
The big question around
town
is...
This ain't even a Big Five question either.
No, but it's such a crazy situation that people are asking, if you're famous, don't you have to ignore this?
Why? Can I ask you guys a question? This is a serious question. Do you have to be, I guess the only word I can really use on air is jerk?
Yes, thank you.
When you see somebody that you've seen on TV, like, dude, Jason Kelce's literally minding his own business walking through the campus.
It is a sight to see, though.
He's not like... You know, interacting with anybody who, you know, is, if they came up to him, I'm sure he probably interacted. But do you have to be that guy in the background? Is it a necessity?
Hey, Kelce, how's it feel to have your brother, whatever, was beeped out? I mean, that's enough to upset people. A lot of people.
In the 80s and 90s?
You get tired of it. I mean, I can't imagine that's the first time Kelce's had to hear it.
In the 80s, 90s?
Especially about his brother.
Early 2000s. That guy would have probably got punched in his face.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
But now the cameras are out, you at least think that part through. Now, maybe Jason didn't quite think through the whole slamming of the phone and then giving it back to him?
No, he didn't give it back to him. He picked it up and walked away with it himself. No,
perfect.
Because he's...
Jason Kelce.
Yeah, okay.
But here is another part of the story that TMZ brought to light that people are not happy with. But the same slur that was used to talk about Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce then called that person that after the ordeal. And I know we're really breaking it down, but I do think these things are important because we gotta figure out how to be a society again.
I don't know. We have people in the stands trying to peek people's arms off during games. I mean, this is almost accepted behavior.
Yeah.
And until the behavior of the people going to the zoo improve,
right? It's
then
not the
I don't
in
think
the zoo.
I don't think the people in the zoo can be, you know, blamed for reacting.
Listen, if you exactly,
I mean, and if you push a button in the zoo, the lion is going to come and take your heart out. And you know, so there's a price to pay, and people don't think there's a price to pay to act an idiot.
That's because there
usually isn't.
There isn't a lot of consequences, right? Usually, you know, I think it takes a special person to turn around, snatch a phone, and not care what happens after you slam it. Most people are going to keep it moving because they don't want the drama that comes with, you know, your
slamming
reaction.
Your phone.
Right. But as I was going to say, in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, that guy would have got punched in his face, and everybody would have been like, "Yeah, well, I guess you get what you deserve." Now we can't operate that way. And so, to answer your question, yes, Jason is not supposed to react to a certain point, and I recognize that him using the slur is not the way you want to go. But I also don't blame him; he was pushed into that direction.
Yeah, and.
The word could have been black cat, and he would have repeated that back to him in the heat of the moment.
No,
regardless.
Probably would have. I mean, back in the 90s, I don't ever think anyone should punch anyone ever. But back in the 90s, you're right. It's just like, I think a lot of what is being taken out of this is Jason Kelce returning that word.
I don't think
also the violence that he showed.
Yeah, no. See, I think that's. I think most people who see that are not faulting him for reacting. That is.
Nate said it best. Sorry. This is how what I wanted to say. Now the guy who said it is the victim, which is sad.
But that's on us.
Exactly.
For us not making him the victim. He's not the victim. He started it. He literally started it.
Yeah. Chris?
I said everything, I think. I mean, I'm tired of all of this. I am almost getting to the... I'm at the point. Never mind. I'm at the point where I don't mind these people retaliating.
All right. That's fair.
It's happening a lot.
That's fair.
It's happening
And it's
a lot.
Starting to happen a little bit, and it's going to happen more, and TMZ's going to get enough footage of it to where people are going to think twice, hopefully, before they start in on this stuff. Because I don't know any other way to fix it.
I don't either.
Toothpaste.
Out of the tube.
Out of the tube.
All right. Now let's go into something else that's debauchery.
We don't have to do the Daily Gambit if you guys don't want to.
Oh, no, we're going to.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on the show. Please gamble responsibly, everybody. I can't wait till Chris figures out his garage door, Tony, because I can just feel like that's taking up most of his RAM in his head right now.
I don't think so. Okay. You've asked the same question for 20 minutes, and I'm with it, but I'm out of things to say about it. I think people need to, you know, behave themselves, and if not, pay a little price, and that's what's happening.
That's not what I was saying.
But I'm not allowed to say that.
I wasn't saying that you weren't responding. I was just saying that you seem a little distant.
Okay. I'll go home and get the garage door fixed.
Aztecs at Boise State on Friday night. Boise, 24-point favorites in this one. Aztecs, we all picked them, and they lost 56-24, so 32 points. We did not cover on that one, guys.
It was not a pretty game.
Not a pretty game at all.
And the final score was even closer because the Aztecs fought till the end and put up a couple of late touchdowns, but it looked like a mismatch from the very beginning, unfortunately.
Now, we had a bet for who had more rushing yards, Ashton Jeanty or Marquez Cooper, plus 40 for Marquez Cooper. Ashton Jeanty had 149. Marquez Cooper had 94 actual yards, plus his 40 gives us 134, so we all lost that one as well. Seven total touchdowns in the game, over, under. Chris went over, Tony and I went under. I counted 10 touchdowns, but it doesn't really matter the exact number because it was over 7 for sure. Lakers, minus 9.5 on the spread at the Raptors Friday night. We all chose the Lakers. Lakers won, but they lost 131-125.
This is terrible.
Brooklyn, minus 1.5 on the spread over the Bulls. Chris and Tony chose the Bulls. I chose the Nets, and the Nets won 120-112. Trae Young versus the Kings on Friday. Zion versus the Pacers on Friday. Tony was the only one taking Trae Young, and Zion won this one, 34 points to Trae Young's 25. Finally, Ohio State minus 3 at Penn State on Saturday. Chris and I chose Ohio State. Tony chose Penn State. Ohio State won 20-13. So there we go.
So if you were paying attention to that, Tony went 0-7, which is really hard to do, as he said, because every one of those is kind of a 50-50 coin flip, but he missed them all.
Yes.
So that's how the week ended.
I like that Chris texted us this weekend.
He did text
me. He said, Tony, you're going to have a smile on your face. You went 0-7 in the Daily Gambit. I had to reread it. Like, did he mean I went 0-7? That was a funny text, Chris.
I definitely was not expecting that.
I was trying to cheer him up.
You did.
That wasn't, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a few other items in that text, but that was part of it, for sure. Kansas City minus 9, Tampa Bay.
Scrappy,
you lead off. Oh, no, I'm the champ this week. I'm going to go Tampa Bay. Kansas City's due to have a lay an egg. Tony?
Kansas City, baby.
KC minus 9. Scrappy?
I can't stand the Chiefs.
I know.
But I'm going to bet with my head and not with my heart.
Kansas
Chiefs.
City minus 9. Yeah. Mahomes minus 15 yards against Mayfield.
Minus 15.
So I guess
Mayfield
gets 15. Tacked onto his 15, total, right? Who's going to throw for more under those circumstances, Tony?
Man, Mayfield gets a plus 15?
Yeah, he does. He doesn't have any starting wide receivers.
Oh, he sure. Yeah, give me Pat Mahomes, please.
Mahomes boy?
Wow.
Yeah. Minus 15 yards. Scrappy?
I'm going Baker Mayfield would win this without the 15.
Mayfield?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take Baker.
Patrick Mahomes is not the passing quarterback that we have seen in the past this year. He's getting it done.
He doesn't have any receivers either, but he wins every game. Who's going to have more receiving yards? Tampa Bay tight end Cade Otton or Kansas City's tight end Travis Kelce? Scrappy.
So much Kelce going on right now.
I know.
I'm going to go Cade Otton.
Otton had a huge game last week while the other receivers were out. Travis Kelce usually comes to play on Monday Night Football. I'll take him. Tony?
Oh, yeah. Kelce.
Here. One game. You know, college basketball season today is the opener around the country. College basketball season. Starts with a bang tonight. Eighth-ranked Baylor at sixth-ranked Gonzaga. Gonzaga's favored by 6. It's always hard to pick the first game of the year. But I'll take the Zags since they're going to be in the Pac-12. Got to give 6, though. Tony? This is a rematch of the championship game from 3 or 4 years ago.
Zags who?
Baylor.
Zags by 6. I'll take the Zags.
Zags? Scrape.
I'm going to go Baylor.
Don't hurt yourself.
Thank you.
Plus 6.
Don't hurt yourself.
The only winless team in the NBA, the Utah Jazz, at the Bulls. Bulls are favored for the first time this year.
Wow.
Giving 8 points, though. But Utah's winless. That's why. Tony? Bulls minus 8.
Doubles.
Right, thank you.
Jazz. They got to win at some point.
I have faith in the Bulls, but not to win by more than 8. I'll take the Jazz. And the big surprise of the year, Cleveland is undefeated. Milwaukee's 1-5. And everybody's talking about trading Antetokounmpo. Cavs are minus 7 at home against the Bucks. Scrappy.
Cavs are minus 7 against the Bucks. I will go Cavs.
Cavs, the undefeated Cavs. I'll take the Bucks. They got to get it turned at some point. Tony.
Bucks.
Okay. That's it.
Sweet.
Did it quickly.
Nice job.
Well done. Forgot whose segment this is.
This would be yours.
Can I read something before we go to break? Listen to Inside San Diego Baseball with Sam Levitt Wednesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on 97.3 The Fan and on the YouTube page. Sam will talk all things Padres baseball and keep you up to date on the latest hot stove rumors. So this Wednesday, Sammy Lev going to be kicking it off. Kicking them off.
Starting after the Scrappy Chronicles.
That's right.
Wednesday night. We got good, bad, ugly, a fun recap of week 9 in the NFL. Next. Tony's turn.
It is me. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit SpiroCuisine.com.
Yeah, babe.
3:38 on the clock. Chris Gwynn and Scravy.
That guy.
That guy. We got a GBU headed your way. A lot of unruly fan media behavior in the first couple hours of this show we've covered. But now we get down to the football.
I also am unruly because I brought Chris a dude wipe in the break and put it on top of his hand.
Scravy was trying to start a fight in here during the break. I'm glad Chris is,
I did not go Jason Kelce.
He did not. He has settled down from his garage incident.
I was just trying to cheer him up.
Nah, you were trying to poke the bear. That's
just
what you're
trying to cheer bringing him me up. A dude this wipe and actually placing that moist towelette on my body?
Well, I thought maybe you wanted to wipe your hands with a nice shea butter is what it said it has on there. That got Tony. That got Tony. Well, and it was also a new package. Someone keeps supplying our bathroom with dude wipes.
Unlike some shea butter on the forearm.
Do you know where that shea butter is meant to go?
No, I don't. Yes, I do actually know where it's meant to go. You know what? Let's go ahead and check some traffic and get to the GBU.
Stop by any of the 30 San Diego Valvoline Instant Oil Change Centers. You don't have to get out of your car. Usually only takes 15 minutes or less. Plus, get a free courtesy check of your tires and battery. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for directions and discounts. SoCalOilChange.com. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, our regular Monday feature, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Wrapping up Week 9 of the NFL. Of course, we're headed toward the final game of Week 9. Following our show tonight, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Kansas City Chiefs. On Monday Night Football, we start with the good, as always. And in this case, we start with weather that was frightfully bad. But the Detroit Lions didn't seem to be bothered by the rain at Lambeau Field. I got to be honest with you guys, I enjoyed watching this game because there's no more bad weather games in football. They don't have them anymore.
Yeah.
So many dome stadiums and, you know, mud games, dirt games. There was the weather played a factor here.
It did.
I thought the one thing that impressed me the most is the Lions scoring on 2 fourth-down plays that everybody else would have kicked the field goal. And Dan Campbell just says, we're going for it. And both times they got touchdowns, they also got this.
Love takes the shotgun snap. Lions bring a late blitz. Love back, looking, being chased. Love throws.
Pick up the Lions. Kirby Joseph, left side. He's going to go, baby. Count it down. 5. End zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Wow, how big is that? How big is that?
Sounds like he's in a
I think they're
tunnel.
Indoor.
Yeah, I don't think they had the windows open in the press
box.
No,
it's such
there.
A weird sound.
It was
that was definitely windows closed right there.
Yeah, windows closed.
It's probably cold and icy.
Detroit really, you know, in any conditions, on the road especially, I think they're the best team in the league right now. But 7-1, we'll see if they can keep it up.
Matt LaFleur. Not only was he unhappy with questions after the game, but he was definitely unhappy with Dan Campbell going for it on those fourth downs.
Why was he unhappy? It won the game.
But there's a camera. He felt like it was unnecessary.
Unnecessary? It was 3-3 when he went for it the first time.
Okay, well, it was the later one that really got
him. It was
17-3
at that
Tell
point.
Matt LaFleur.
And taking LaFleur. It to 24-3 is, I have no problem with that.
Well, he mouthed across the way, bleep.
Well, how about stopping them and staying in the game?
Bleep you.
I'll be honest with you. I thought it was a dumb
move.
Make
a stop.
Here's the thing. It's 17-3, third quarter. They're on like a 10-yard line. The field goal is almost a sure thing. That gives you a 17-point lead, which is a 3-score advantage. Dan Campbell said, forget it. I'm going for another touchdown. Stop them. If you're the Packers, you would have stayed in the game. But they didn't stop them.
Nah. Listen,
I got no complaints.
Matt LaFleur has been chosen as the next brilliant mind this league, and his team is going through a little bit of struggle sauce. Right
well, now. If he's the brilliant mind, he ought to be smart enough to know that going for a touchdown is just fine.
Yes.
It wasn't 41-3.
He might have just been in his feels because his team was getting their butts kicked.
Yeah. All right, also in the good category yesterday, Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. Five
Macaulay
TD
Culkin.
Passes. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin dressed up as Joe Burrow. Looked just like him. The crazy part of this, as Scraby well knows, is that none of those five touchdowns went to Ja'Marr Chase. Two of them, though, went to Mike Gesicki.
Burrow tapping both sides of his helmet. The receivers get the indicator. Burrow catches the shotgun snap, begins scrambling right. Now reverses direction, throws into the end zone, and is caught in the back left corner by Mike Gesicki.
Touchdown, Cincinnati. Nice.
I played against him in the league.
He was
that's
balling.
Really annoying.
Yeah, he was balling.
Doesn't do anything all year. And then
Cincinnati 41, Las Vegas Raiders 24. Raiders fired all their coaches today. Offensive coordinators and play callers. And Antonio Pierce said that was my decision.
Well, great. Now you have no coaches.
You had no coaches and no players for them to call plays for anyway.
That's true.
I mean, you traded away Davante and everybody else. In the good category for the first time in maybe a decade, the Carolina Panthers. They finally win a game. Bryce Young, who's had to go through hell, finally won a game. But the biggest reason this is in the good category is because Tony Gwynn Jr. has picked yet another upset in our Pick'em game.
I think you said if he hit this last upset, the game would be over. You
it's pretty much all but over. Okay. I mean, he's got such a big lead. You guys out there ought to start taking advantage of his picks because the Panthers came through.
Bryce under center. Chuba's the deep back. Snap. Give it to Chuba. Chuba inside the 10. Five. Slides into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. He spikes the ball, and Carolina's got a lead.
Carolina went on to win it. 23-22. Both teams are 2-7. Saints fired coach Dennis Allen today. That's what you get if you lose to the Panthers. Into the bad category we go. The Denver Broncos find themselves there. After starting the season 5-3, we all wondered, how in the world are they 5-3? Especially after we saw them fall to 5-4. Lamar Jackson had a perfect passer rating for the second time this season. Sean Payton and his Broncos were put back in their place.
On third and goal, he takes the snap. He's looking to the right, nothing there. Under pressure, scrambling to the right, pumps once, throws back in the end zone. Touchdown, Zay Flowers!
Baltimore, 41, Denver 10.
Lamar Jackson looks unbelievable.
How did they
again?
Lose to Cleveland last week? What happened there?
It's fun to watch him during a regular season, but I think we all know he will only be judged on what he does in the postseason. He certainly looks like he's on his way for another MVP.
You're going to win another one. Yeah, but can he win the big one in the playoffs? You're right, Tony. Also in the bad category, the Dallas Cowboys are practically living here this year. Sorry, Falcon fans. I know you'd rather celebrate you being 6-3. But it's a lot more fun to pile on the Cowboys, who fall to 3-5. Dak was not only knocked out of that game, but it was determined today that he's going to be out for weeks, according to sources. Man, it's getting worse for the Cowboys. And Kirk Cousins is making Jerry's World pick up the pieces.
Robinson's come out of the game. Here's Cousins, looks, lobbing, end zone, caught, touchdown, Drake London.
Drake London with the TD, Atlanta 27, Dallas 21. Finally in the bad category.
CeeDee Lamb left the game, right?
CeeDee Lamb left the game, but he's going to be okay, apparently.
Okay.
Dak's not going to be okay. It seems unfair to put a game-winning 61-yard field goal into the bad category, but the next time your favorite team loses on a 61-yard field goal, you'll understand where I'm coming from.
The snap Dolphins by Ferguson, hold by Martin, kick by Bass is long enough, and it is good! Bombs away for Tyler Bass, who bombs it from 61!
I got to tell you, the second he kicked that ball, it was easily good.
Yeah.
Like, usually when you kick it that far out, that's like a line drive type kick. Maybe it can get blocked. This was above the goalposts.
He booted that.
I'm like, there's no way he missed that. And he didn't. Dolphins are 2-6.
I think the worst part about that for a Dolphins fan is knowing that Tyler Bass has missed so many field goals, important field goals in his career.
Not against the Dolphins. No, he didn't miss them against the Dolphins. Tua and company. By the way, Tua was 25 for 28. Still couldn't win the game.
Can I make
go ahead.
I feel like your coach is about to get fired.
Nah, I don't think so.
At the end of the year, I just don't. I mean, what have they gotten better at since he's been the coach?
Nothing. But they're a little snake bit right now. They've lost two straight games on the last play field goal. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I don't think he's in firing range yet.
I don't either.
All right.
We'll see how they finish up.
You know who needs to be fired is your head coach.
No, he does not. They were
in
a bye.
He fire gets... head coaches.
They look terrible this week.
Yeah, they were so bad at home. Christian McCaffrey practiced today, so there you go.
He might be coming back tweak. Finally, the ugly category. The Cleveland Browns are back there. After beating the Ravens last week, they seem to return to form in this game. Against the Chargers, Jameis Winston was sacked 6 times and threw 3 picks. Cleveland didn't reach the end zone till the final play. Don't look now, but the Bolts, Harbaugh and company, are 5-3.
Herbert rolling to his right, sets his feet, takes a shot downfield. 2 wide open, 30, 25, 20. Turn on the Jets, Quentin. Touchdown, Chargers.
I'm impressed with Matt Money Miller that time. He actually said that the guy rolled to the right. That's the most description he's given all year.
Matt Money Smith.
Yeah, that guy too.
What did he call him?
Matt Money Miller? Chargers 27, Cleveland 10. Also ugly yesterday, Arizona and the Bears. Kyler Murray won this game. And still put up some of the lowest fantasy numbers of his life. 4.7 points. Sorry, Scrabe.
That's all right.
Caleb Williams sacked 6 times. Couldn't get the Bears in the end zone. Bears are 4-0 at home. They're 0-4 on the road. Don't look now. The Cardinals, who won 4 games last year, are in first place in the NFC worst.
3rd-and-5, Arizona. Snap is back to Murray, and an inside handoff. That's a good run up the middle. This is trouble. DeMercado near sideline to the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Arizona!
I don't know if it was trouble for Arizona. It was trouble for the Bears, though. That was like with 3 seconds to go in the first half. They handed off, and the guy ran 60 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah,
I don't know where the Bears were on that one. I wonder if their cornerback was back there celebrating with the fans.
Did you see that? I believe it was the first quarter he had to sit out, or the first couple series, maybe, that he had to sit out.
The guy that,
I guess he also
popped off in Washington.
Found out in practice last week.
That he was being demoted.
And then he took himself out of practice.
Let me tell you, we are dealing with an all-time high of ridiculousness. This guy that Scraby's referring to, the defensive back, Stevenson, was, as we saw last week, having a good old time, taunting the Commander fans, and then promptly went up and tipped the ball in the air so that the Commanders could win.
Yep.
And they told him, you are being demoted during the week, and he took himself out of practice. He was so distraught that he's like, I can't practice.
And then he came back a little bit later, but everybody was like, what?
What is going on? Like, quarterbacks tapping out, quarterbacks who get demoted because they're not playing well are, like, leaving practice because they're so distraught, like...
People beating up reporters. or at least wanting to.
Jason Kelce smashing phones.
What is going on?
This has been a weird weekend. That is for sure.
When I read that he was told that he was being demoted and, like, had to go take a break, I'm like... What is going on?
They were only stretching, so he could have sat there and to himself as he was stretching. Man, this
mad,
stinks.
mad world.
What is going on?
He also caused this all to happen. So
it's like, you know, we're going to send you down AAA. I think I'm going to go home. This doesn't work for me.
Tennessee beat New England 20-17 in overtime in the final ugly game of the week. This one's ugly just because it was the Titans and the Patriots. Although, if you saw it, Drake May's last play of the game was pretty incredible to get the tying touchdown. Did you guys see that?
Yes, I did.
Ran around for about 3 minutes and then threw the tying touchdown. It didn't matter. The Titans won.
I hope so.
Rudolph! off, drops the throw, looks, floats it into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! All he does is catch touchdowns. That is N.W.I. Nick Westbrook Akine, his fourth.
I thought it was Chris Carter.
We're going to need to look up Westbrook
Akine. Because his stats.
How many touchdowns he has? He's making it seem like all he does is catch touchdowns.
That was Chris Carter's. Chris Carter's.
All he does is catch touchdowns.
Deal back in the day.
He's got four.
He's got 10 catches with four touchdowns.
So that's where his. Okay.
That's where that came
within from. The 10 catches. I got you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do a little Chris versus the fans. It's been a crazy day, so get involved with that. What's the phone number, Scrib?
833-288-0973.
I couldn't even come up with that right now.
Gosh,
Garage is swimming in his head.
And he keeps telling us that it's not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.